非常感谢主，主一直与我们同在。
And it has been a long day.
今天是一个很长的日子。
We thank God for our gathering together this morning, breaking bread.
今天早上我们在一起擘饼，纪念主。
And then we've had the Word of God ministered to us throughout the day.
然后其他的时间，主借着不同的仆人向我们说了许多的话。
And now, yet one more time this evening, we want the Word of God to work upon us as servants.
那么今天晚上呢，我们要继续来讲到神的仆人。
We want to read three passages of Scripture tonight, beginning in Exodus chapter 3.
请我们来读第一处的圣经是出埃及记第三章。
We left Moses on the backside of the wilderness for 40 years. We want to pick up the story this evening.
我们昨天讲到摩西在旷野40年，这是我们昨天讲的。
Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the back of the desert and came to Horeb, the mountain of God.
第一节，摩西牧养他岳父米甸祭司叶辛罗的羊群，一日领羊群往野外去，到了神的山，就是何烈山。
And the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire from the midst of a bush. So he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, but the bush was not consumed. Then Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush does not burn.
耶和华的使者从荆棘里火焰中向摩西显现，摩西观看，不料荆棘被火烧灼，却没有烧毁。摩西说：“我要过去看这大异象，这荆棘为何没有烧坏呢？”
So when the Lord saw that he turned aside to look, God called to him from the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here I am. Then he said, Do not draw near to this place. Take your sandals off your feet, for the place where you stand.Is holy ground.
耶和华神见他过去要看，就从荆棘里呼叫说：“摩西，摩西。”他说：“我在这里。”神说：“不要近前来，当把你脚上的鞋脱下来，因为你所站之地是圣地。”
Moreover, he said, "I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob." And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God.
又说，我是你父亲的神，是亚伯拉罕的神，以撒的神，雅各的神。摩西蒙上脸，因为怕看神。
And the Lord said, I have surely seen the oppression of my people who are in Egypt, and have heard their cry because of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrow.So I've come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians and to bring up from that land to a good large land, to a land flowing with milk and honey, to the place of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites.
耶和华说，我的百姓在埃及所受的苦困苦，我实在看见了，他们因受诸公的辖制所发的哀声我也听见了，我原知道他们的痛苦，我下来是要救他们脱离埃及人的手，领他们出那地，到美好宽阔流奶鱼蜜之地，就是到迦南人、赫人、亚摩利人、比利洗人、希未人、耶布斯人之地。
Now therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel has come to me, and I have also seen the oppression with which the Egyptians oppressed them. Come now therefore, and I will send you to Pharaoh, that you may bring my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt.
现在以色列人的哀声达到我耳中， 我也看见埃及人怎样欺负他们，欺压他们。故此，我要打发你去见法老，使你可以将我的百姓以色列人从埃及领出来。
But Moses said to God, Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and that I should bring the children of Israel out of Egypt? So he said, I will certainly be with you, and this shall be a sign to you that I've sent you. When you've brought the people out of Egypt, you shall serve God on this mountain.
摩西对神说，我是什么人，竟能去见法老，将以色列人从埃及地领出来。神说，我必与你同在，你将百姓从埃及领出来之后，你们必在这山上侍奉我，这就是我打发你去的证据。
Then Moses said to God, Indeed, when I come to the children of Israel and say to them, The God of your fathers has sent me to you, and they say to me, What is his name? What shall I say to them? And God said to Moses, I am who I am. And he said, Thus you shall say to the children of Israel, I am, has sent me to you.
摩西对神说，我到以色列人那里，对他们说，你们祖宗的神打发我到你们这里来。他们若问我说他叫什么名字，我要对他们说什么呢？神对摩西说，我是自由拥有的。又说，你要对以色列人这样说，那自由的打发我到你们这里来。
We also want to turn to Hebrews chapter 11.
我们来看希伯来书第十一章。
Where we can see the faith of the servant Moses.
我们来看摩西仆人的信心。
Verse 23.
23节十一章。
By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hidden 3 months by his parents, because they saw he was a beautiful child, and they were not afraid of the king's command.
摩西生下来，他的父母见他是个俊美的孩子，就因着信把他藏了3个月，并不怕亡命。
By faith, Moses,when he became of age, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he looked to the reward.
摩西因着信长大了就不肯称为法老女儿之子，他宁可和神的百姓同受苦害，也不愿意暂时享受最终之乐。他看为基督受的凌辱比埃及的财物更宝贵，因他想望所要得的赏赐。
By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king.For he endured as seeing him who is invisible. By faith, he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he who destroyed the firstborn should touch them. By faith, they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, whereas the Egyptians, attempting to do so, were drowned.
他因着信就离开埃及，不怕王怒，因为他恒心忍耐。如同看见那不能看见的主，他因着信就守逾越节，行洒血的礼，免得那灭长子的临近以色列人。他们因着信过红海，行走干地，埃及人试着要过去就被吞灭了。
And then finally we want to look at that passage in Hebrews chapter 3.
最后我们看希伯来书第三章。
Jesus Christ is the servant of the Lord, but Moses is compared to him.
耶稣基督是神的仆人， 现在用摩西跟耶稣来做对照比较。
Therefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our confession, Christ Jesus, who was faithful to him who appointed him, as Moses also was faithful in all his house.
同蒙天召圣洁弟兄啊，你们应当思想我们所认为使者为大祭司的耶稣，他为那设立他的敬宗，如同摩西在神的全家敬宗一样。
For this one has been counted worthy of more glory than Moses, inasmuch as he who built the house has more honor than the house.
他比摩西算为更配多得荣耀，好像建造房屋的比房屋更尊荣。
For every house is built by someone, but he who built all things is God. And Moses indeed was faithful in all his house as a servant, for a testimony of those things which would be spoken afterward. But Christ as a son over his own house, whose house we are, if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm to the end.
因为房屋都必有人建造，但建造万物的就是神。摩西为仆人，在神的全家诚然敬忠，为要证明将来必传说的事。但基督为儿子，治理神的家。我们若将可夸的盼望和胆量坚持到底，便是他的家了。
Let's just have a moment of prayer.
我们有点祷告。
Our Father, we come to you tonight full of thanksgiving for thy Son, our Lord Jesus.
天父，我们今天晚上来到你自己的面前，我们对你的儿子献上我们由衷的感谢。
And as we have heard today, Lord, we long in our hearts to be faithful, irreproachable servants.
今天我们听到你的仆人所讲的道，让我们非常的羡慕，我们能够做一个没有可以被批评的仆人。
As we look again at Moses tonight, Lord, we ask that we might understand more about how we might be your servant.
今天晚上我们再来思想摩西怎么样做你的仆人。
Refresh and strengthen our bodies, our minds, and our spirits in this hour.
求你帮助我们在座每一位弟兄姊妹，无论身心灵都重新得力。
We pray that the Holy Spirit would quicken us all in thy presence.
我们祷告求圣灵在我们里面加添我们每一个人的灵里面的力量。
In Jesus' precious name.
奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
Amen. We are talking about the work of God.
这次我们是来讲到神的工作。
We want to see the work of God upon us in these last days.
我们盼望在这个最后的十日里头，我们能够看见神的工作在我们中间。
And we're considering this mystery of the work of God and the servant of God.
我们就要来看神的工作与神的仆人这件奥秘的事。
How are these two connected?
这两者之间有什么样的关系？
Only God can do God's work.
当然只有神自己可以做神的工作。
And yet the servant has an important role in the process.
然而在这个过程中，神的仆人们也有他的职责。
So we're looking at this mystery.
所以我们就一起来看这个奥秘的关系。
We need wisdom and revelation from the Holy Spirit.
我们需要从圣灵得着他智慧与启示的灵。
Our God has been working from eternity.
我们的神是从永远的过去一直做工到现在。
But upon this earth, his work has often been hidden to man's eyes.
神的工作在这个地球上一直是向人隐藏的。
But God would recover his work in such a way that the glory of God could be seen upon this earth.
但是神的手在他的工作上面，虽然工作隐藏，但是他的荣耀却显现出来。
Have we seen the work of God?
那我们每一个人看见过神的工吗？
The first element of seeing must be to see Almighty God Himself.
那要看见神的工，第一个部分就必须看见神自己。
Have we seen God the Father?
我们有没有看见到啊圣父？
He is the one who is doing the work.
因为是他做这个神的工。
Moses saw this God.
摩西见到这位神。
O Lord, you have been our dwelling place through all generations.
他的诗告诉我们，神啊，耶和华，你成为我们世世代代的居所。
He had seen this God on the mountaintop.
他在西乃山上看见这位神。
He had seen this God in the burning bush.
他也在沙漠的荆棘火焰中看见这位神。
There is God, always working toward His end.
他看见这位神一直朝着他的目标做工。
Creation is the work of His hand.
这个被造的宇宙是他的杰作。
But that's only a small part of the work He's doing.
这是神整个工作的一个小的部分而已。
He created this whole universe and this earth just as a location.For his work to be done.
他造了这个浩瀚的宇宙与这个地球，是变成要显明他工作的一个戏台。
And then God created man.
然后他就在地球上造了人。
And this would be the material of his work.
这个人就成为他做工的材料。
And out of man, he desired to build a dwelling place forever.
他盼望在这一个人的里面能够找建造他的家，他可以居住。
And so there's praise at the end of the Bible when it says, "The Lord our God is in the midst of His people."
然后你就来到圣经的结束，你就可以看到在那个意象里头，神就住在他自己的子民当中。
So there's Almighty God and the work that He's doing.
所以一面你看到这位全能的神在那里做工，
Then there are men, the material of this work.
同时你也就看到人是他做工的材料。
But of course, there's a key.
中间有一把钥匙。
There is one who brings these two together.
把这两个拉在一起。
He's the owner of this dwelling place.
那么这一位是谁呢？就是这个整个的主人。
The beloved Son of God.
那就是神的爱子耶稣。
He owns this house.
他是这个房屋的主人。
He is the mediator between God and man.
他也是这位耶和华神与人中间的中保。
And it's through the work of our Lord Jesus Christ that the work of God will be done.
透过他，神的工作可以完成。
One day there will be the New Jerusalem.
最终你可以看到有新耶路撒冷出现。
And God will be with man, and man will be with God, full of glory.
神住在人中间，人也住在神里面，充满着神的荣耀。
And in the midst of the throne, the Son of God.
然后在宝座的中间，你就看到神的儿子。
The work will have been completed.
那神的工作在那个时候就完成了。
Now this work is going on right now.
而今天我们所在的时段，这个工程正在进行。
But is it seen upon this earth?
在这个地球上你看得见吗？
The Lord has to recover His work.
神要恢复他的工作。
As an example, think of the time of Moses.
举一个例子，摩西的时代。
When you looked on the earth in the time of Moses, was God working?
在摩西的时代，你看到地球上神是不是在做工呢？
Well, of course, you say, well, of course he was. God is always working.
当然，神应该是随时在做工的神。
Okay, where?
但是你在哪里看得见呢？
Where did you see his glory?
在那个时代，你看到了神的荣耀吗？
There were the children. They were there in Goshen in Egypt.
神的儿女在歌珊地。
Was the beauty of the Lord upon them?
神的荣美在他们中间吗？
Did you see the glory there?
在他们身上看到神的荣耀吗？
No,
没有啊。
You saw oppression, affliction.
我们看到他们在受苦，在受法老的压迫。
Was there a testimony anywhere?
那里有神的见证吗？
In Canaan?
在迦南有吗？
In the backside of the